She finds that, over the past 4 months, her facility has experienced an increase in patients, including newly diagnosed HIV-positive adults, HIV-exposed infants, and TB patients. The facility has also seen an increasing percentage of TB patients lost to follow-up. Looking at these indicators, Sister Sina thinks that one of the reasons for this could be that queues for services have gotten too long. She feels that her facility doesn't have enough staff to handle the current patient load. When asking the district for more staff, Sister Sina can point to these indicators to justify her request. This is an example of using indicators, once confirmed accurate, to guide program improvements.